That's the lady, Yolanda Adams. Be blessed on Praise 100.9. You can catch her every weekday morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. bringing you faith, family, friends, and fun. Right now, it's time for In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. What's up, Wes?
What's going on, Melanie? Good evening to the Queen City. And hey, not a lot going on in the trenches over there at Bank of America Stadium as the Titans took care of business against the Panthers coming off the bye week 30-3.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it was a tough watch. I tried to watch the game yesterday. I started dozing off. It was pretty bad. Carolina came into the game ranked 5th in the NFL on offense. Very exciting. Cam Newton, all that good stuff. They came out super flat yesterday. 209 yards pass for Cam Newton. Steve Smith, NFL's leading receiver, or the NFC, that is, only 33 yards receiving.
No.
So it was a very pedestrian effort by the Panthers. Bad tackling, special teams. Anything that could go wrong for them yesterday went wrong.
That was a good word, Wes. Pedestrian.
It was pedestrian.
Nice.
I like to use that word a lot. I use that a lot when I watch sports. When something's just, you know, very run-of-the-mill or lethargic, I just say pedestrian. Well, hey, other than that, Panthers new coming into the game. Chris Johnson, former East Carolina running back, was going to be a focal point since the Panthers' run defense is one of the worst in the league. He had 130 yards, scored a touchdown. So Panthers sitting there 2-7 now, and the fans are pretty upset about it. I hear a lot of sports talk today. People talking about get rid of the coach and stuff. I mean, NFL, you're going to get rocked at least one time a year. So
right,
that was
right.
The Panthers' throwaway game. But other than that, college football, some of the teams that did not have a pedestrian effort today. Clemson, South Carolina, App State were all winners over the weekend, which means my Demon Deeks, Wake Forest. I'm getting tired of saying this every week.
Whoa.
Wake Forest, a loser this weekend. NC State, Duke, and East Carolina. And Johnson C. Smith had a couple of players that got some postseason accolades.
All right.
They had senior punter Tyler Rapp, junior defensive end Derek Johnson from right here in Charlotte, and sophomore offensive lineman Rico Arellano. I hope I got that right from Charlotte. Also was all CIAA. And hey, it's a historically black college, but two of these guys, you know, were Caucasian fellas.
Really?
Yeah, they
were.
All right for diversity. Johnson C. Smith. And then quarterback Keon Wallace, who's been their all-star all year, was the CIAA Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, so, congrats, Keon.
Yeah, so a couple of good players there. NBA lockout, day 100, whatever the heck it is. They just rejected the offer today.
They
and some of those
that.
Players, Melanie, and they wonder why they talk bad about it. You got Russell Westbrook up there with a hoodie and some shorts like he's going to play a Rucker Park. Now, I know this is praise, but his grandma would have smacked him with that Bible. And said, what
Tell
are you
go
doing?
Home and get
standing at the front of the podium with a hoodie on and a backpack. What's wrong with you?
He's trying to stay unemployed.
Don't you know this is important news and you want to come up there looking like a NBA thug?
Well, I think there's a certain arrogance that comes with the whole thing. I think maybe that's part
Derek
of the problem.
Derek Fisher, everybody else, Rajon Rondo had his nice sweater with his little tie on. Everybody looking nice. He should have went and stood right in the back with that outfit on. Like he was going to hoop or something like that. Monday Night Football, you got Vikings, Packers tonight, so that should be a shellac, and Aaron Rodgers has been playing otherworldly this year. And you just got all types of sports going on. College basketball kicking off. Carolina and Duke played over the weekend. Both of those teams look good, even though Duke struggled with Belmont. They only won by 1 point
Yikes.
The other night. So, yeah, you got a ton of sports going on. High school playoffs, getting into the thick of things. Now, shout out to my man Mike Palmieri over there at Mallet Creek High School, looking like the NC4A favorite.
Mallet Creek? Hey,
you know?
Well, we're going to watch the Monday Night Football tonight. Where can the people catch you online?
They can catch me online, twitter.com. Wes Bryant Live is the handle. So, hey, hit me up, follow me. I say some interesting things on there. Maybe I get a little bit more lively than I do on here.
That's a good word, too. You can also catch Wes the Recap on PraiseCharlotte.com. It'll be up momentarily for you. We got another look at traffic coming up in a few minutes. You're in the trenches with Wes Bryant on Praise.